Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reason for man's creation and the purpose of man's creation. You know, this is a very important topic, and it's been alluded to in certain places in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following in one verse. God says, "I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me." Which indicates the fact that ibadat, or worship of God, is the purpose for the creation of the human beings and the jinn. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Had your Lord wished, he would have made mankind one community, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy. And that is why he has created them." Which indicates the fact that the allocation of mercy to the believers is the reason for their creation. It's the ultimate reason. And in the intermediate purpose and reason and purpose and goal of man's creation is that they worship him. Through that worship, they will achieve that mercy. In this connection, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says the following: O people, Allah, exalted be His remembrance, has only created people so that they might know Him, might recognize Him and know Him. And when they know Him, they worship Him. This is a beautiful hadith in the sense that the Imam mentions, these purposes, the purposes for the reason and the reasons for the creation of man. Each of these is a preliminary for the next one. You know, there's a sequence to them. God created human beings so that they could know Him. Why does he want them to know Him? So that they could worship Him. Then the Imam says, and when they worship Him, they become needless of worshiping others by His worship. When they finally worship God, they don't need anything else. They don't need to worship, and they don't need to be obedient to anybody else besides Him. A man then asked Imam Hussein alayhi salam, "O son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, may my parents be your ransom. What is meant by knowing Allah?" The first purpose that the Imam mentioned, what do we mean when we say that our purpose is to know God? He replied, "It is that the people of each era must know their Imam, to whom obedience is mandatory." This kind of alludes to the fact that the recognition of the Imam of the time is a part and is a corollary of the knowledge of God, right? It stems from it, it emanates from it, it's a concomitant of it, right? I mean, when we know that, you know, God exists and that He's a perfect being, and He is a kind being, He created us to guide us to the right path, and we cannot do this on our own, it's necessary for Him to send guides, then we will realize that it's necessary for God to send somebody who can guide us and can lead us to the straight path, you know. And that in our time, after the demise of the Holy Prophet, is manifested in the form of the 12 A'imma alayhimus salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for man's creation in the words of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد